I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A Radio Info Raw Edit podcast. The conversations behind our reports.
I have Fred Jacobs from Jacobs Media with me. So Tech Survey 22, not too far away. What can we look forward to?
So it's a big study, almost 31,000 respondents. We had 450 plus radio stations participate. So they all use their email database for our sample. So we're talking about core radio listeners. So a lot of the questions are like what we talked about here at the session today, what's going on with the connected car. But I think the bigger piece to all of this is the idea of who does radio compete against? Because so often we think about the other stations down the dial as being our core competitors, and maybe we don't think about digital streaming and podcasts and all the other audio that is a part of people's lives now. So part of what Tech Survey is all about is to help connect you better with your audience and what they're doing when they're not listening to you.
I think one of the things that we've seen with Tech Survey over the years is that car owners have become a lot better at understanding maybe the technical or the wider world of audio than we have.
Yeah, that's right, because just a few short years ago, the complaints were rampant. I mean, people couldn't even find the radio in their cars, and they didn't know how to pair up their phones. But my theory is that as a result of COVID, a lot of mature citizens kind of figured out how technology works. I mean, they had to. They had to figure out how FaceTime works so they could see their grandchildren, and they had to figure out how to talk to Alexa so that they could get their content. And I think the same thing happened in the car. They, almost as a necessity, and the automakers, I think, have done a better job dumbing it down, honestly, simplifying how all of this works. And the bottom line is, just about anybody can connect their phone in their cars, but even these sophisticated systems, I think, by and large, work better than they used to work. So, yeah, people are figuring it out.
And we're seeing just a little slide in AM/FM listening.
Yeah, we are. And again, I think that's natural. I think that would be happening anyway, but I think the onslaught of technology maybe accelerates that. But the good news is that radio can still make sure that it's meeting the audience where they are on digital platforms, all of that. And the beauty is, I mean, whether it's a mobile app on your smartphone or it's using Alexa or it's creating a podcast, radio can participate in all of these digital sources and be a part of that and not just be a tower and a transmitter. So that's a big part of what Tech Survey is all about.
So Tech Survey only, what, just a couple of weeks away?
It's already done. It was fielded in January, February. And yeah, in a couple of weeks, we'll be doing a free webinar and all of the slides will be up on the Jacobs Media website. And we're really excited to share it with everyone.
Okay, we'll make sure we get a link up for you as well. Thanks, Fred.
You got a deal. Wayne, nice talking to you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.